Hey there. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Coffee with Shelley. I got my purple coffee mug. It really looks blue in the video, but wow, I promise you it's purple. For those of you on the podcast who can't see it, you just need to go over to my YouTube channel so you can see it. But I don't know why it's blue. That's kind of frustrating. Anyway, it is from the Mud House here in Springfield, which is a local coffee shop that's probably been around for, 20 years. But a quick funny story about the Mud House. I took my granddaughter, Cassidy, this has been several years ago. She was really young. She probably was about 3 or 4. She spent the night. She gotten up really early, as toddlers are want to do. And so we went to breakfast at Gailey's, this really eclectic breakfast place. And I said, hey, let's walk over to the Mud House. I need some coffee. And she stopped and she just started crying. And I said, Cassidy, what's wrong? And she said, Anja. The grandkids call me Anja, which is another story for next episode. And she said, Anja, she goes, I don't want to go to a mud house. I'll get all dirty. So I had to explain to her that the mud house was a coffee place, and they call it the mud house because the owners throw pottery, like they make cups, and thus they had made this lovely, really purple coffee mug. So I hope everyone's doing well. I'm doing fantastic. If you have been following in the Facebook group, links down below if you want to join it. If you're a woman over 50, don't ask me if you're a man, because I have to deny you. And I've denied quite a few lately. I don't care how many times you say you love me, it's just not going to happen. So you have a lot of you in the group have commented on me sharing my health journey. And then I've also received messages privately and in the email. To recap, for those of you who are not in the group, I had a minor health scare a few weeks ago, ended up in urgent care, and had some tests that came back that I was not really happy about. And I decided at that moment I needed to make a change, because I'm 57, my mother died when she was 62, and I just don't feel, I feel young still. And I act young still, and I thought, oh my gosh, my body's not doing this to me. I'm doing it to my body. So I just said right then and there, I've got to make a change. And I have made changes several times over the years and have relapsed, for a better word, in some areas. And if you've listened to my previous podcast, you will see that my life is really great in so many areas, but I've struggled lately with eating and alcohol. And I think it's because, excuse me, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I think it's because I am struggling internally with some past issues, and it's manifesting itself in this way. So I've got to really go dig in deep and try to figure out what's going on. But first of all, I really needed to get my physical health in order. And all I did, peeps, was I stopped drinking. I haven't had any alcohol in like 22 days. And I don't know, when I went to my doctor's appointment, she said, so do you consider yourself a binge drinker or a heavy drinker? Because she asked how I lost so much weight, you know, in 3 weeks since my urgent care visit. And I said, well, I don't really know what kind of drinker I am. I said, I think in the evenings it's become a habit. Like, I'll come home and I'll have a glass of wine, and then you get relaxed and you get a little fuzzy and you're like, I'm going to have another one because that one was so delicious. And it just sort of, you know, snowballs from there. And I said, I don't drink every day, and I can go, you know, I go days or a week without drinking. I don't get any physical, like DTs or any physical withdrawals. And I think it's all emotional, and it's a habit. So I've stopped drinking, and I've cut out any white stuff. bread, pasta, sugar. In fact, I'm doing the 21-day sugar detox with my friend Angelique, and I'm going to try to talk her into coming into the group and doing a live with us and hopefully opening it up as a paid group to other women. So where was I? So basically, that's what I've done. I know my calories have been cut drastically, and I'm really trying to eat enough. But I don't eat breakfast, so I've done intermittent fasting even before it was a thing. And I usually don't eat until 12 or 1, and that's just been my entire life. No, I will eat breakfast, like if Steve and I decide, hey, we should go do brunch, and then I'll eat at 10. Or if we're out in on vacation or something, and we go, I mean, I will eat breakfast, but it's typically not something I've done since I was 14. So I've always intermittent fasted. I've always been an IF person. And so what was happening before, though, was when I would eat at 12 or 1, I would just eat junk. Like I would be in my office, and there's a really good Chinese place down the way, and I would go get some fried rice, and I grab a pizza for dinner because I was too tired to work, which is all about willpower, which is something that we're not going to talk about now, but is like a pet peeve of mine. So that's what I was doing. So now I've just cut that out. I made a conscious decision to cut that out. Okay, so to wrap this all up, my gal pal Heather Parody had posted her Fidget Friday. I'm going to put the link down below so you can listen to it. On Is It Time to Change? And she tells this really great story about this woman who's lost 80 pounds and doing something which I know what she's doing, but I can't tell yet because she can't tell yet. So this woman has this really great story, and Heather shares it. And I just decided it was time for me to change. It just flipped. And I don't know. And to say it's been easy now because it's the honeymoon period. I've lost about 14 pounds. I can really tell I've lost it. Bitfinder, why are you always popping up on me like that? I can tell I've lost it. So it's like this instant reward. And I know that as time goes on, it's going to be harder and I'm going to be faced with some challenges. My goal is to really, because will I ever eat hamburger again? Oh yeah. Will I drink a beer again? That I don't know. You know, alcohol is going to be a little trickier situation. But my goal is to really go until January, trying out this new way of eating and see how it works. So I know that I'm going to, plateau, and I'm going to be faced with challenges and struggles. So this is the honeymoon period. I know 2 months from now it might be difficult. I'm losing a lot of inflammation, aka water weight now. But like I said, it's just this nice little reward, so I know it's working. But I just really had to make a decision, and I also had to change some habits, which I know you guys are like, oh my God, there she goes with the habits again. But it's true. I've changed out my evening glass of wine for a glass of LaCroix. I have changed out my plopping down on the couch after I get home from work for a walk. Or some kind of movement. I eat salads, a lot of salads. I don't do any calorie counting. I don't do any macro counting. I do weigh myself every day because it's like, oh, woohoo. Like I said, an instant reward, which our brain likes. So when you ask the question, what are you doing? That's what I'm doing. And you're going to be like, well, that's really simple. Yes, in theory, it's really simple. In practice, maybe not so much. My doctor, and I wish I'd taken a picture of this, Dr. Durfee. I love my doctor. She's this tiny little gal, and she comes in, she's all bubbly, and but boy, let me tell you, she's stern when she needs to be. She has these photos on her wall, and one says there's no magic pill, and the other one says adequate nutrition, adequate sleep, healthy foods, movement, and mindfulness. And then the next one says, just be. I wish I'd taken a picture of that because I love her philosophy. She on taking care of yourself. So, there is no magic pill. I know what to do. I've known what to do for years. And I think for me, it was, I'm 57. My mother died at 62. There's so much I still want to do yet. I still feel very young. I still love to explore new things. And that goes to my whole self-help dilemma, or my self-help issues, is that they tend to put us in this cookie cutter place. Like, if you just do this, or if you just do this. Now, what I'm doing right now is working for me. Will intermittent fasting working for you work for you? I don't know. But I've done it all my life. It's just a natural state of my being. I just am not hungry in the mornings, regardless of whether I stop eating at midnight or I stop eating at 6 o'clock in the morning. My body has just adjusted to that. So am I going to tell you to do intermittent fasting of 17 hours and then, a 7 hour window of eating? No, because I don't know if that'll work for you. Can you try it? Yeah. And if it doesn't work, do you need to dismiss it and try something else? Yeah. So, that's where I am. I wish I had, like I took this blue pill and I woke up one day and all of a sudden, poof, I was better. It just does not work that way. So, peeps, I'm going to let you go because we are heading to Kansas City this morning and we're going to see three of my favorite groups. A couple of them are good friends of ours, so I'm super excited about that. We have not been to Kansas City all year, which is crazy because we love Kansas City. So I'm going to leave you with this question. Where are you? Okay, no, let's do another thing. I'm not going to ask you a question. I'd like to know what you think your struggles are with whatever you're trying to make a change in. Whether it's your weight or your career or your relationships, where do you feel you're stuck in that? Basically. So let's try that. You can email me at shelly@shellydryman.com. I will pop all that information down below in the show notes, comments, wherever you see this. And let's just have a conversation about making a change. Is it time for you to change? Has there been something in your life that you've said, like myself with this minor health scare, that, well, shit, girl, you got to do something. The time It's time to do something. You can't live the life of a 21-year-old anymore because your body is starting to really hate you for it. Okay, peeps, that is it. If you're watching this on YouTube, I would love for you to subscribe. I want those 100 listeners because I want that vanity URL. Yes. That's the truth. And if you're listening to this on one of my podcasts, please feel free to share it with someone that you think would really benefit. All right, until next time, have a great day.